Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Chov Beis in the second parak Maseches Ksubis. Let's see the Mishnah. Zot the Mishnah. Ha'isha she'omra eshish ish ha'yisi grusha ani. Nemenes. Anisha informs us that she was married, and she says, but presently she's not married. Right now she's a grusha. She was divorced. It's all the Mishnah Nemenes. The Nemenes that we're talking about over here is that she's Nemenes to be matter herself. With this that she's saying that she was a grusha shapesha also who apesha hitu. And this is the concept, the story that we're working with since the beginning of the parak. Pesha also a pesha hitim. That generally speaking, if like we see in Hemshcha Mishnah, if we knew that she was Neshes Ish through other means, then she would not be in a menace to say that she was Nisgasha. Though she be'ever's Torah needs two Eidim. But being that this that we know that she was an Eshes and Eshes in the first place only because of her, so she has the nemonas of Pesha Osar. Pesha Osar. Right. What the Pesha Osar is was, I think, discussed in the past, right? Whether it's a new Rashi seems to understand that it's an nemonas by itself. Pesha also a pesha hitter, that being that she was the source of the iser, so we have to accept the hetter that comes along with it. Masha also hari hitter. Tosis can say the cool refers to it as a migu. A migu the very shasta, maybe a stronger migu, right? That they could have not, being that in the first this that we know that she's an ishish, she's only because of what she said. So we have to believe that she's not a grusha right now because of a migu. A migu the very shasta, if she was learning, then she could have just not mentioned it in the first place. So this is, let's say, a raya that she's saying the truth. So Mish Eid Mishoi says Ish V'Hemeres Grushani and in a menace, as mentioned, but she doesn't have Pesha also if the Isser comes from other sources. Second case of the Mishnah Amunish Beisiv Tahirani. She tells us that she was captured by Goyim, and so the issue over there is that if she was nivla by an akum, it should be also to a kohen. And generally we assume that she was. However, being that this that we know that she was nishpis in the first place is only because of her. So if she says tahirani that she was not nivla and menesh, hapesha also hapesha hiter. Mish edim shenishbis vihi emes tahirani eina nemenes. If there are edim, if we know that she was nishpis through other sources, so that takes away the source of her nemonos, ein in a menes. The mishnah nisus bo edim harez lateitze. The mishnah says, however, mishnah nisus after she is relying on the heter of the Pesha Osar, then Edom came, Bo Edom, Harez Eloi Teitze. Right, which the Mashmois Hadvorim is that if Edom come later, and then really her Pesha Osar is lost. And however, she's Eloi Teitze, right? We'll see anymore discuss what that's based on. But this, I believe, is what you see in the Mishnah, that once Adam come later, so then the Pesha Asar is lost, and all these Mishnahs that we had before, that the Pesha Asar only helps only as long as we don't have a different source. Once we have a different source, then we lose the basis of the Nemonus. So Krashi Nishbeis the Ben Ha'akum
Utoherani. We're saying there that she still, even though it shouldn't exist, but it still does.
Yeah, right. We'll see what the basis of that is. Yes, the Rashi says Nishbeis Ben Ha'akum Toherani Shenevalti La'akum. That's what Toherani refers to. Nemenes. What's the issue? What kind of iser could have come through a nishbis if she was nivlakam and she's also to kain? That's what the issue is. Whether she's mutter to marry a kain or not. The mishnis is boedim. Rashi mentions over here that the Gemara is going to discuss which case this is going on. Mishnisus bo edim harizlotetze. We have two cases in Mishnah, Reishin and Sefer, a question of an Eshesish, a question of a Nivlak, Mishas Lakoin. This Mishnah says, Mishnisus bo edim, if initially she got married relying on her Pesha Asa, and now Edim came and she loses the Pesha Asa, that this is the Mishnah said that she's a Teitze, the Gemara will discuss. This Machlokes is the Gemara about this. Zog the Gemara. Good morning. Good morning, Michael. How are you? Great. Okay, we're just about to start the Gemara. Now, Zog the Gemara. Omar Basi, Minayin lepesha osam, shuhu hapesha hitim. Minayin lepesha osam, hu hapesha hitim. Min hatorim. Just as a ring, it's interesting that is that we want to know Pesha also for Pesha Hitter. We want to know that it's mutter, right? Pesha also and Pesha Hitter is matter, right? We know that the Pesha also was the Pesha Hitter, right? We want to know is that this is the basis of believing, right? Akoponim. Rav Asi, the original member of Rav Asi, sounds like he's trying to find the source for Pesha Asa. Shenema, Ezbiti Nosati Lish Hazeh, this is in Parashat Moshe Shemra, the Pasuk says as follows. The father says, Ezbiti Nosati Lish Hazeh, Leisha. He tells Bezdin that he married off his daughter. She was in his Vishos at the time. As far as the parasha of Moisi Shemra, the Nairu. Es biti nosak l'ish hazeh l'ishum. L'ish osro hazeh heteru. That the Pasuk over here is telling us what he's telling Bezin, that and Bezin accepts what the father is saying, that means he's Nemon. So es biti nosak l'ish. That means that he's Neman to say that he married her off to someone and then she's in the status of Eishes Ish. And at this point, we don't know who she married, who he married her off to, so she'll be also misophic to everyone. And Hazen, now he explains, he tells us a heter, Hazen, that she's married to this person, so she's being mad to him. He's being mad to her too. This husband is a terror. So Zokta Gemara, Zokar Basi, I see over here a heter of Pesha Osar, since he's the one that made her into the Eishes Ish, so he could tell us, give us the heter. Now this is a little different scenario than us. Because we're discussing our cases is that he's coming to say that she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. That's the case of an hour that she was married and but she's not married anymore, and that's the basis of her heter. In this case over here, that we're not saying that she's not married anymore. What this case over here is that until we know who she's married to, so misafik she's lost to everyone, and to let us know who she married, that's the heter that we're talking about. We're just being mad to her to a specific husband.
Is that right? And I assume that we're saying this specifically, I guess, is really a girl who was married off pachos mibas gimel, I guess, right?
Why? Why would you say that?
How can he marry her off after gimel?
From a nara, you mean, right?
He can marry her off as a nara?
Until a nara.
Till nara. Till the end of nairus, right? A father could marry off his daughter, right? Right through nairus.
Okay.
That this is the source to that din, right? It's speaking of Isha Zeh, she's a Naira of in, and he's saying that he gave her over.
Oh, okay.
Look, Rashi, Nosat Leish Osro L'chol Ha'olam. The Nosat Leish is Osro L'chol Ha'olam. The Doyadin, the man at this point, we don't know who. Chiyam Hazeh He Teiruloi. Now, Tosfos discusses over here a shaila that probably either was asked or was percolating in your mind. Let's see. Minayin Peshach Asa lifts for Tosfos Tosfos. Mashma de'ein ha'av nema lahater esmita kisha osro elo machmas migu. Not that the Mashmois HaGemora over here would be that this scenario needs Pesha Osra. This place is called it Amigl, right? Amigl, but that's this Pesha Osra over here. And that's the Mashmois HaDvarim, right? As the Gemara goes through, the Gemara might say that we don't need this source. The Gemara will say in a moment that it maybe it's a Svara, but it definitely sounds like from the Gemara that this scenario, Hakoponim, needs the Peshaz, needs the Migu. The Tema asks Tosfos, Dimbo echav omer kidashi es biti, ulachar sho oilamochar omer leploini kidash tiho. Were a person to say this the same kind of story. He says kidashi es biti. Doesn't tell us to who. Ulachar sho oilamochar omer leploini kidash tiho. Lo yehei nemon. Were we to say that he would not be Neman, kiven dahash to leka migu, because there's no migu? So one thing we see from Tosfos over here, maybe there's a mashmois maybe before also about this in Rashi, that what Tosfos' question, let's just bring out this point. Tosfos asks a question that it's mashma over here that this kind of thing, that to clarify who the husband is, needs a migul. Therefore, Tosfos's question is: well, does that mean to say that if he does it sometime later or tomorrow, he's not neman? So that means that we see from that in Tosfos is that the peshas and migul needs to be teichdei dibur, right? And that's what Tosfos says. So therefore, if we're not within the guidelines of this migul, does that mean to say that he's not neman? Zoktosis, that asking me svar, that doesn't seem to be right. So what we see from Nachmo, from this Tosfos is that Migu needs to be Toyech Tei Divur, and therefore Tosfos says that based on the Gemara seems to be saying that that we're using, or we're relying on the Pesha also, the Migu, in this case, when a father says that he was Mekadesh's daughter, and the issue just is to clarify this, who's the husband, to be mad to her, to that husband. Zotaisis, the more we match with that needs a migul, and Zotaisis, it doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem like that should be. Because if he would need a migul, then he would be limited to only Tech Dibur, he wouldn't be Namun. Tais doesn't seem to need a source on this. And Tais is asking without a source, since we don't have a poshut.
It's Maisa B'chol Yom, no?
I don't think so.
My daughter's engaged.
Yeah.
Does every person say immediately, is engaged to Shmuley from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
So my daughter's engaged. Yeah, no, really?
But normally...
People call me all the time, and they say, my daughter's engaged. They don't immediately tell me who it is. I don't know the guy.
But normally there's not a Shaila Varayas involved in finding out that piece of information.
Why not? Every time he says, my daughter's... Well, I mean, she's a gadola, so maybe it's not an issue because she's a gadola. Every time he says, my daughter's engaged, he ozzers around the whole world, according to that.
She's already engaged by the time he says the statement.
Again, there are eight day kedushin, there was a chasana that shows that she's an erva. I mean, it would be more nogeya masada kedushin, second...
Right, that's also a different issue. You're engaged. Right, that's a question. You're right, that's a different issue. Well, my guess is in those days when they did Erisin a year before, people all the time would come and say, Mazel Tov, my daughter is an Arusa.
Saying Mazel Tov isn't an issue of Arias.
Because you're saying this is in Basin, that's not in Basin. That's your difference?
No. Let's just think for a second. The issue over here is how she mutters to her husband. That's the question. Right. So is there a question in your scenario? How could she be mutter to her husband?
You're saying because you had Adam who said the Kedushin. That's what you want to say.
Yeah.
So they're going to, whatever the father says, it doesn't matter.
Right. We're not relying on that.
So then what's the difference? Well, then what's the difference here?
Our situation is like
here also.
Someone moves to Florida, right? No connection, right? And all of a sudden she's, wants to, start dating and, so. Right now she has a cheskas that she's not an ashesis, right? And then she says, I was married before, so now that chazaka goes away, and now she says, but I got divorced. So now we're trying to be okay that cheskas, cheskas ashesis, and she's, who in this new community that she lives in can testify to that? So, do you have to go back to New York to find out? Was there a previous marriage? Where's the gate? Where was the get the?
Okay, here. I don't want to get into all the different things. What's the case here? He comes into Basin and he says, "I gave my daughter to a man. I got my daughter engaged." And he says it in Basin. Weren't there Adam? There were Adam for the Kedushin. So how do you answer her?
His case isn't a case where there are Adam.
Right? How can you have Kedushin without Adam?
No, because he's in a different town and nobody knows the... If there were Adam, then that's what you don't need his Nemanos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little... Nowadays, with such communications that we have nowadays, it's not so common, but...
All right, I'll think about what you're saying. You're saying you don't have access to the Adam. Okay, and so they say the same thing back to the other case.
What?
Say the same thing back to the Mazel Tov. I don't have access to the Adam. Give the same answer.
Okay, so you do, but he's saying it's not relevant, right? Because whether you want to wish Mazel Tov or not, you could still wish Mazel Tov. You're not going to have any sooner. The question is whether she's
husband. Shlomo is right. Then the father is not answering his daughter. It's the Adam that sore.
Okay, right, that's what he's coming to say.
What?
I mean, it's not the issue. I mean, we were talking about the heter. That's what we're discussing over here, right? But by the same token, right?
Minayin la'pashas
Doesn't it say it's all ages.
A typical case, we're not relying on the prophet. Pelsus is talking about a case where that's our only source of information, but that's not a typical case. Typical case, you have 100 pieces of
that. Yeah, so we'll get there. We're not there right now. Right now we're talking on the head to stage. All right.
But Tosis learned that Peshas is always Migu?
That will be mashed from Tosis in a number of places, yeah.
And that
Migo
or Pesha also only works
30 days. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. So right now this is an important thing over here. That Tosfos is saying over here. Tosfos says that this kind of case. So Tosfos, I don't think that this case over here should need should need the Pesha also at all, Tosis is saying. So, you know, how is the Gemara? The Gemara is taking it over here. This, that, he's Naaman, you know, this would be a source to the Pesha also. And so Tosis, I don't think this doesn't need a Pesha also at all. Definitely Achet HaDibur, which doesn't have the guidelines, the conditions of Pesha also, he'd also be Naaman. And we'll see why. Well, you know, we'll tackle why. Let's see. So Tosis, let me read. Okay, and this is the point that Tosis is saying over here. This place is in Achanami, right? In this scenario, he's not contradicting what he started with. And he's only coming to explain what he originally said. Then over there, he's definitely Naaman even without a migul. And I guess this maybe could have and should have been in the question, right? Because that's, you know, right? That there must have been some kind of spur, right? When Tosis was asking the question, otherwise then just found that it can't be. But Akal Parma says, Tosis says as follows, that in the Chanami, right? That, and this is an important difference that Tosis is making over here, right? Our cases over here of a Pesha Osar is when he's coming to, Tosis calls it to be soiser, for him. We have to be careful because in the Hemshecha Sugyo, right, we'll see that there's another case which, right, right, when we say he's coming to soiser dvar of means, what he's coming to say is that he's not backing off on what he said. He's just coming to say that what I said is not currently relevant. Right, that's what soiser dvar of means. That initially he said that she was married, right? And now he's saying, well, however, she's not married anymore, right? Right?
That, like in this case, maybe Tosfos means that his second statement is or isn't uprooting the first statement as compared to contradicting.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we need a Pesha Osar when what he's saying is, we'll call it limiting, right, what his first statement was. First statement was she's married. If she's married, I'm fine. You know, we assume that she's, if she was married, we assume that she's still married. So he comes to say, however, she's not married now. So he's limiting, right? That's since it's limiting what he said before. That's what he refers to as when he's saying that it's being soiser dvarav, and such a thing. That's when we need a power to be Naaman. That's when the Pesha also migu is necessary. However, when he's merely being mefarish devotov, right? Tosis is going to say over here. He says that I married off my daughter, and now he's just coming to say who it was. So he's not the original statement was left open. It needs explanation. So we wouldn't look at it as that he's limiting what he said. It's an explanation. It was unclear, and the reason why after that first statement she's also al kol ha'olam, including her husband, is because we're missing a piece of information. So misafik she's also. So this that he continues, and that's called a mefarish dvarav. Mefarish dvarav zok ta'isv is that since it's apparent that there's a piece of information which needs to be forthcoming from in his original statement, so whatever he says is seen as a hemshech from what he said before, an explanation, and therefore it doesn't need at all a pesha osa. Right? The pesha osa is when the first thing was established, and now you come in to say something which to some degree is being soiser that. However, we have to pshat the Gemara, right? So then, but still, what's the Gemara doing? So our Kapana Tosis sets us straight and gives us the guidelines. Definitely, the binyan zesh and esayset dvar v'shem v'leibor el dvar v'shem mehem and akav lekamigu. And then after minute, it's like we're saying that you don't need a teich de divar for that. For hocho, so now then the question comes back. So I mean, if that's so how could you possibly see from this pasuk a source to pesha osar if a pesha osar is not necessary in such a case? Zogtaisvis that this that the Gemara is taking out from this pasuk a pesha also is for the following case. The following case requires a pesha also. Keep going. Dikoy ha'ish shekidish loy kamei. So Tosis is going to give us a case in, you know, this kind of information which would require a case where Tosis would consider that a soisa dvorov. Keep going. Dikoy ha'ish shekidish loy kamei. And let's say the person that he was mekadish her to is standing in front of him. He's right here. But all he says is, "Asbiti nasati leish v'shosik," and then he's quiet at that point. Dimashma, so it would seem from the way he's talking, it would be inferred. Vaday she'enei makir shezeh chasnoi. It definitely would seem to imply that he's not aware. He doesn't know that this person is the son-in-law, that he's the father.
He stopped after Le'ish.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped talking, even though the son-in-law was standing right there.
Right.
A possible son-in-law.
Right. Right. Vada Shein Amaki is Shezechas, Midaloy Omar Espiti Nasati Lozeh, or Le'ish Hazeh, Biyachan B'loy Hefzik Merubo. Right. From the fact that he didn't immediately say that, so it would seem to imply that initially when he said it, you know, he was not referring to this person because, you know, he didn't know. He had forgotten, or whatever, at that point. Hilkoch lo yehenem anachakach elotech te'edibur. De'ikomigu. So in such a case, then he would need the migu in such a case. And, you know, it wasn't so, and he wouldn't have it. But that would be...
And then after tech te'edibur, he wouldn't be believed anymore?
Right.
So what would happen?
So she'd be also misophic.
The rest of her life?
Yeah, until we get hold of the Adam. Right? Like Michael said. Yeah. Mm. Right? I mean, but regardless, that, you know, that wonder, you know, you could have asked before the Titus, right? Okay, right. That's whatever the Gemara is talking about. But the Gemara has such a case when he says it's bitin sati, and you know that needs the guidelines, right? Akoponim.
How do you know this is the guy? If he's shosik, how do you know this is the guy? If he says it's bitin sati, the guy's not standing here, then it's not a problem. It's only because the guy's standing here.
Later, he's saying it. Right,
because he says
later he's saying it, right, right, and then
and the guy was standing there when he said the first
right, word. Right, mm-hmm.
No. Right. Talk if he stopped at Leish and he never said this is the guy, he could be stopped because he holds that's not the guy. He holds some other guy.
But regardless, right? I mean, if he stops there, then she's also right. The issue is when he tells us who it is.
Right, right? But if another guy comes in later, he goes, that's the guy. Then Lachar, he wouldn't need a Pesha Usser.
So the way Tais is going right now, may the Gemara Mitzad Echad is learning from this Pasuk that then Pesha Usser. For Tais, you don't need Pesha Usser for the simple case over here. So Zog Tais is that there must be some kind of case with these God, you know, with this scenario over here that could require or does require Pesha also. So Tosfos tells us what's the case. You have a case of his Biti Nasati and Leish, you know, that is based on would be based on Pesha also. Such a case would he be considered a Seiser Dvorov, like Tosfos says. If the person is in front of us.
Isn't this whole case in the middle of a case where he's saying that, you know, that she wasn't a basula and the father's coming with the dam basula? I mean,
That's true. The truth is that that's not necessarily so relevant to that, to these halachas, to that case specifically. This is really the source to these halachas, and the Torah is informing us these dine nemonos in that parsha, but that parsha is not necessarily dependent on using this information. right? Over here, like you see clearly from the Tosfos that you know the regular case doesn't even need this, mm-hmm. right? But this is weird. Like he's mm-hmm. this is where the Torah is megala to us certain halachas. The fact that he could be mekadosher, right, comes from this place over here. The fact that he's nemen to asher, right, all comes from over here.
Well, yes. The third, just as a bigger picture, meaning the way Tosfos was saying, is that because the Pasuk said it in all cases, so because there's a case where you would need this limud, so that's why you learn it from
mm-hmm.
that.
See, it might even be might be a little different. Like we'll see further on in Tosfos that I mean, you're probably right, but maybe just exactly where it starts from. You know, do we assume the Pasuk is talking in all the fine? What the Pshat is that the Torah is coming to tell me a halacha over here. At this point, the Torah is coming to halacha leish hazeh, is that he's coming to be to memati. The Torah is coming to tell me something. So if I don't need the Torah to tell me, you know, in the regular case, so it must be that the Torah is referring to this case, right? Mm-hmm. Same idea, but just you know, we'll see it in a little later in Tosfos, maybe even stronger this idea.
Okay. Normally, we don't need the Father to tell us as because normally, the Chassid Kala agree that they're married and they went together in the same house and no one's questioning it. We don't need the father to tell us. It's only when it's something we don't know about. It's something that
normally we don't
need.
Isn't
there like some type of chazaka that if a man and a lady both say they're married and they're living together, that we assume they're married? Isn't there something like that? I don't know what it's called, but...
Yeah, I mean, what's happening over here is really based on the first thing that he said. He created a sophic, right? That's why we need this heter, right? In a normal case, no one, the sophic was never created in the first place.
But let's say the case, like Shlomo said, it's Motzi Shemra. He said, Lo matzasi lebitcha besulim.
Okay.
We're not questioning. He's married to this lady. I mean, he's saying I married her and I had to be rishon. There was no besulim, and the lady's agreeing. The father, no one's questioning that he's married. The only question is whether she was a besula or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we don't need the father to say aspid the satli shazeh in that case. Maybe in we need it in a different case. But in this case, it's clear aspid the satli shazeh. In this case, we know this is the husband. This is the wife. The other question is she a besula?
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, so as far in Pshat in the Gemara, Tosfos says that this point in the Gemara, or Bechlal, the Gemara definitely understands that there's a bit nasati le'ish hazeh needs pesha osa. The issue in the Gemara just is whether I need a pasuk for that or not. Right, but the source of nemonos, the Gemara definitely is working that it's a pesha also. That's what Tosfos is questioning. Why do I need a pesha also? On that, Tosfos says, you're right, the normal case, that it's a simple mefarish devorov, there's no implication, right, that there's a follow-up, right, from what he originally says, then definitely he's... You don't need a pesha also. You need a pesha also when he indicates that he has no more information to tell us, and therefore that original haggadah that he said over ends and it leaves us in a suffix, and now he turns around and now he wants to tell us who the person is. So that's the soisa dvorov that Tosfos is working with, and that will need a pesha also.
Why is he so Dvar Rishonim?
Because he implied initially that it was not this person, or that he didn't know that it was this person.
Oh, right? But this guy was standing there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Tosfos goes further. V'oidai meri. Dikele meima afil v'chagav na mehemen v'loi migu. Tosfos seems to be mistopic even in that case. Even that So you see that Tosfos is not so sure whether that case that he discussed before is that considered a Sosa Dvar, which would require a Migul. And therefore Tosfos, the Ri, is saying that the truth is that even that case would not need, that's also considered a Pirush. And if that's so pretty much that any case of his beating the Hagel Shazed doesn't need the Migul. So how is the Gemara bringing that as a source? So Tosfos, Ukro Yisayr Kadosh, right? This is what I referred to before. That this pasuk is an extra pasuk with darshening. The main inyan kan dafil achazman nemon tisfarhu shehei nemon lefarish leminit. No, because the taste is that it's really working right with what was mentioned. Well, Yo mentioned an ene inyan that this pasuk over here. Chazal understood that the pasuk, the Torah is coming to tell me an emonus. Right, as we mentioned, right, not necessarily that the parsha requires that, but this is where the Torah is revealing to us that there's an emonus over here, and if we were to question why do I need a special emonus, so the answer to that will be that true, in this scenario maybe you never need that emonus, right? It's an ene inyan, right? The kant ene inyan, something else that this is what the Torah is telling me, that there's such an emonus of Pesha. Also, true that in a Mefarish Dvorov, like which we'll come over here, according to what the Rebbe is saying now, a Mefarish Dvorov, you never need a Migul. But in a case which would not be a Mefarish Dvorov, there'll be an emonus, the Pesha also. So let's read that again.
The case of the Av is always Mefarish Dvorov?
Yeah. I mean, in the speech of the Hakmash Hazel, that's intrinsic what it is. Right, it's bigger than Sakleish, and Lazer, right? That says it's a Pirish.
So why did he change when the guy is standing there? Why did Tosus change his
So we're saying that Tosus is mistopic whether that's considered. I mean, it is a Pirish Dvorov, right? Seif, he is explaining himself.
Even in that case,
right? Right. The question is that from the fact that he wasn't there, does that imply that it wasn't that person? And therefore, there will be some kind of soyse dvorov, right? But the way the Ri is saying now that case intrinsically is a pirish dvorov, so whenever one is explaining what he's saying, then you don't really need the pesha also. You nem lacha kadei diber, right? Even such a case, and therefore, then pshat in the Gemara is that it's a ene inyan, means that many times you find that if the halacha that we are understanding from this pasuk is not really necessary in the scenario of the pasuk, being that it's an extra pasuk, so Chazal understood how to use this, that it's necessary for a different scenario. So let's read the Tosfos. Oida Mari, Tikle Meimar Afil B'Chagav No Mehemon. B'loy migul. Yitaka don't need a migul. Ukro yiseira kadosh. Right, this is the point in the Gemara. Gemara is dashing. Gemara sees an extra pasuk. V'me'ene inyan kan, if it's not necessary for this scenario of asbiti nosat lishazem, it's not necessary. Why? Dafil achaz man nemon. Because this case, you would not need the migul. Avali yubi nemon even lachaz man. Disforuhu shihei nemon lefarish lemi nitno. That the Sfarah tells us that definitely he could explain his original words. Who did he? Who was he? Mekadosh Shiter. Even though he didn't originally explain, that for whatever reason, you know, he didn't feel the need to explain right away. But definitely, we see him as a mefarish later. Therefore, we don't need the migu. Tenehu inyan lahecha de'enei neman la'achazman. That we will use this passage to tell us a source that in the case where we don't have this svar and therefore lach kedidib he would not be neman, this passage will be a source that he be neman teich kedidibur with the koyach of migul. Okay, so that's how Tosfos learns this gemara over here, and when relevant halachas come out of this out of this Tosis, that this Tosis tells us, therefore, then any, that a Pirish Dvorah, maybe there's like a Sofgin Tosis and two Shittin Tosis in that specific case over here when he's Oymer Lefanov, but Akoponim Tosis tells us in a general sense that a Pirish Dvorah, that does not need the a Pesha Osar. My Nafkmin Akoponim in the Tosis, you see, the Tosis holds that you need a Tosis Dibur, right? That's where it will be relevant.
So again, this whole Tosfos is going on the Havamin of a Gemara that we're using that pasuk, right?
So, well, I'll tell you, but the concept in Tosfos is not really limited to the Havamin. Right.
The halacha you're saying, the Rebbe is saying, though, applies even though if we learn Pesha Asar from a Svara,
right, because he's taking out that the Gemara seems to be, right, that's what Tosfos' issue is. I see that the Gemara holds that you need a Pesha Asar, whatever the source is, right? But at this point, you know, this is the case, and doesn't sound like, you know, the most changing, right? So that's what's going on in Tosfos. Mm-hmm.
Can you say Havamin because it says Lamali Krakus is a Svara?
At the end of the Gemara, yeah, the Maskana is we don't need a Pasuk, it's a Svara, mm-hmm. right? And this whole Pasuk has to do with something totally
right. So even after the Maskana, everything Tosfos says is still the same?
Yeah.
Right, because the Tosfos is more like defining what is the Pesha Asar that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, very good.
Mm-hmm. If you look like is there a difference if a woman would say, I was married and I got divorced, where there's really no contradiction, was married. She's not saying she's married. Was married implies she's no longer married. Or is it pretty saying, I got married and I got divorced. Is there any difference there, or there's no difference? Because our Gemara used the lashon, I was married, and it doesn't, and seems to say that she needs a pesha us or pesha hitter. It sounds like there wouldn't be a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think so. I don't think it has so much to do with you know, how fast or you say it, but the idea is that there's a limitation one to the next. Right? I mean it's not an explanation, it's still a limitation. Right?
It's still a limitation.
That's intrinsically it's a limitation, right? I was as we talk, she's talking about her marriage and how long it lasted, right? So that's a limitation on the marriage that she has, and Tosfos is saying that a pirush dvarav is if you say this is like specifically in this case, right? That because of a lack of clarity, that's why there's an iser. So when you clarify, that's called a pirush dvarav.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Tosfos, that's what I would think, that would not be a question of a the whole sugya pirush dvarav, you know. She was married, are you still married now? Right? That's
this concept of pirush dvarav that Tosfos says, does it work for Edom also? That Edom can't do another Haggadah after they finish the Haggadah, but can they do pirush dvarav?
That's a good point. That is a good point. I would think so, but we have to, you know, bring the rise. But the most Rishon, I would think so.
Well, it's the whole reason why we say we believe the father, since he has, you know, the well, wait, no, that's not going to work.
He has the ability.
Yeah, no, it's coming out the opposite of everything. Yeah. I'm gonna hold on.
Right, this I think is more like an issue of it's all one thing that they're saying, right? So like let's say by Eden, like you know, Chayzer Mag or something like that, I think that's all part of the same thing. Okay, let's see that a little further. Safeti more now ask the more the question.
Other Rishonim argue with Tosfos about Peshas of being necessary to be Tokhi Nedivar?
I believe so. I believe so. I don't I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think even this Shitas Rashi is questionable. Maybe Stephen Shitas Rashi about this.
Specifically by the father, or in all cases?
Yeah, all cases. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Zot Gemara. Ask the Markash, Lomi Kross Svarihi, Hu Osra, Fuhu Shorila. Fred Markash, now the Kash really is on the Iker Memra over here, right? Because the Iker Memra of Asi is coming to give us a source, to come give us a Mar Mokum on Lina Pesha Osa. Right, so the more is asking why is it necessary? That's the more's question. Why is it necessary to have a source? Isn't it a svaro? If it's a svaro, lomli kro, I don't need a pasuk. Hu osra v'hu shorilo. Definitely the way the Gemara says it over here sounds like it's a svaro by itself. It doesn't sound like it's a migudi by shosik. Not the way the Gemara talks. Hu osra v'hu shorilo. So the Gemara tells us over here that this concept over here is a svara, a pasuk is not necessary. So as far as our sugi is concerned, at Pesha Osa, it's fine, things are over. It's really, the source really is it's a svara. That's what that Gemara tells us. Now the issue over here is just to explain, so what was Rashi coming to do with this memra?
Does Hu Asra, Hu Sharila sound like that either you believe everything he says or you don't believe anything he says? Like either you believe both parts of his statement or is it...
The Gemara is not really Meirich over here, but the Gemara sounds like that's where it comes from. Right?
But that's not... The
Gemara seems to be dependent.
That's the Nemanus Svara of how Peshasa works.
Right, right.
That's the other... Isn't that the way other Rishonim learn, not like Tosus?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very good. Right. So that was the intention of the point they mentioned in short before, right? That the Gemara doesn't sound so much that the Gemara is talking about amigo, right?
It doesn't, right?
Right. I agree with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zot Gemara elak yitzur kol lechidav hu no merav. So right now the Gemara is really focusing on that. Once we brought the memra of Rav Asi, and we realized that his memory could not have been for our Mishnah. So now we're just left with explaining the memory of Rav Asi, even though it's not really relevant so much to us anymore. So tomorrow, it's necessary l'chav huna marav. L'mach huna marav minay la'av sh'nemon lesar esbitoy min ha'toyro. It's coming to tell us that how do we know that an av is neman to ask for his daughter?
What's the case?
Not like this. Our Mishnah itself, right? That she would be answering herself. Right? That's based on Shavi and Afshech Tichadis Sura. That's what that is, right? Right. So we have no questions of in our Mishnah where the initial Isser comes from, but over here, that the father is Neman to ask his daughter, that's not a Shavi Anafsha over here. So what's the source of that Nemanus? He's saying that she's Neshes Ish, he's Neid Echad, right? At best. Right? So how do we know that he could establish such a thing in Mezdin? That's what this Pasuk says. Right? This Pasuk is telling us that he could establish Isser. Now this that we're talking about over here is relevant even if he doesn't leave us in a sophic, right? He's now that to establish she's Neshes Ish, even if he tells us who she's married to, but he's establishing that she's Neshes Ish and she's also Al Kol Olam. Right?
You're saying because in a case where we don't have Adam, that's the whole point, that we have no idea. We have no other way of knowing that she's married except
right.
The father.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the pasuk over here. Right? That the Av is Nemun.
And it's because of the other?
Okay, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. Mm-hmm. Let's see that right now. As a matter of fact, let's see Rashi. So, Rashi. Shenemon lesser zbita kishik tana oy nairo shebiyode lekadsho. Zok Rashi, that when is he nemon to say to ask her kishik tana oy nairo shebiyode lekadsho? At that point, he has the ability to be mekadesher. He could cause the iser. That's the Gemara.
So as she's a Bulgaris, he cannot say that she's that he gave her over. Even he can't even say I gave her over as a wife when she was a Ketana or a Naira.
Right, that's what we mashma, right. Mm-hmm.
If she's presently a Bulgaris.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. The basis of his nemonis is the fact that he has the ability to create that iser. Right? That in itself is a reason to be nemon.
You need a pasuk to teach me biyado? I would think this is a svar.
So that's what the Gemara is must call. Oh, ta'asri.
Minayim le'avshe, nemon le'asri esbito. And we learn it from esbiti masafi.
Well, why would you think it's pasha?
Biyado, he can do it right now. He can just get up and be Mekadesh's daughter this minute. Anything that's biyado, I mean, obviously, you he has that power. That nothing's going to stop him from doing it.
I mean, I don't know, but do you remember there was a famous case where this happened?
Oh, it was terrible.
Right?
It was really terrible.
Right?
It was a divorce case where the father was Mekadosh's kid, his daughter, who, and he said he won't reveal who he was Mekadosh to.
Right. So, but you don't see that there's a... That's a chiddush that the father's belief, that you don't need some type of... Right? In other words, well, nice we say he's believed. Right, but you think that was
actually,
such a double pasha?
In that case, then they I think the rabbanim got some type of hetzer that they claimed that he was just saying it to torture his wife, and they didn't believe him on the end.
Really, that's what happened.
That's a whole bunch of rabbanim finally passed in that way because they said otherwise the girl would be stuck for the rest of her life because he said he'll never reveal. I don't know.
But regardless of how that ended up.
That's the way some of the Rabbanim were going. I don't know the end of the story. It was a very terrible story.
But you don't see that there's some type of chiddush that you would need a pasuk to see the mechanic works?
I don't know if she was still a Ketana or a Naira at the time.
But she had to be, right? That's what you asked before, right? If she wasn't, then it's not biyado.
Yeah, I just want to check something over here.
He wasn't acting like a father at that moment.
Yeah.
Like, you have a concept of Ose.
Ose Maisa Amcha.
Ose Maisa Amcha. Ose Maisa Amcha. He was being far from a father. He wasn't doing it to try to help the girl. He was trying to use it as a weapon. Well, Rashi seems to say, the next Rashi, Alma b'didei talia nesina v'hamina krova v'mei b'hachim. Rashi seems to say maybe that the concept that it's biyado is learned from this pasuk. Is that what Rashi is saying?
That's what I'm trying to check up over here.
A naira can be the Kabbalah home condition also. A naira, either the father to the Kabbalah or...
So, what's the point with that?
It is biyado, but he's not the only... Like, by Katana, it's biyado and it's not biyado anybody else.
Right, okay. But again, for instance...
If she was Mekabal Kedushin for somebody on Monday, and the father claims he was Mekabal Kedushin for her on Tuesday, but maybe she was already married from Monday because she was Mekabal Hom Kedushin.
Nothing else. And according to that, right.
So it's not totally biyado. It's not, by Katana, it's biyado 100%. Is that right? But by Naira,
well,
it's not the other
100%. He still has to find someone to accept.
Okay, well, see, like this, your question, Tosfos Shem asks you a question over here on the bottom. See the bottom, Tosfos Shem in the brackets over here.
Oh, Menachem.
Nine love Shenemel asks it. Temo, Matzor Kro, typically the Nemon Hoil Beyoda Lekacho, Ki the Oma Vieish Neuchun. Has to ask the question that if it's biyodoi, that should itself be a reason to be nema without a pasuk. Kidom v'yesh noichlin baal shoma girash es ishti nema nohoil v'yodoi legarshom. A husband is nema to say he's mgarsh's wife, but with this concept that since he has the ability to give her a get, so he's nema to say that he gave her a get. So Taisa asked the question, just in the pshat in Taisa's, maybe you might want to know that in as much as Taisa is bringing a raya to his question, Taisa says that, well, you know, you see from that a husband is nematist tonight and that's when God's wife, that's that you got to ask yourself, well, you know, maybe it comes from here, right? Right, you know what, who says that didn't need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, just the horror you could work that out. But come, but the basic idea of the question, right, Tosfos asked, let's see what Tosfos says.
It's not totally
biyodo. Yeh shloimar da hocha en biyodo kol kach. The shema leyimtsa adam shikachena. So Tosfos, that is a difference between, let's say, gerushin and kiddushin. That Gershon is totally up to him to be Megarish's wife. Right? It's biyodo to be Megarish, right? In the Chonami, right? You know, today things might be different, that he can't do that anymore. Right?
Doesn't he need a sofer? Doesn't he need something like that? He needs other people to help him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, these things, I guess, are considered assumed that he can come by. To find someone who wants to marry her, that's already not as necessarily as sure. Yes, what Tosfos that the reason why I need a pasuk is because the level of biyodai is not the same, and therefore I need a source. Now what we need to know is in the pshat in Tosfos, yeah. Is that so? What do we take out of the Tosfos? Tosfos says that this is not kol kach biyodai. So therefore, I need a pasuk, right? So we have to. What we have to question over here is that what is the pasuk telling us? Do we say that this doesn't have the biyodai requirements and his neman, even though it's not biyodai? Is that what this pasuk is saying, or this pasuk is saying that this is also considered biyodai?
It must be the second one, because Because Rashi makes it sound like the whole thing.
Okay, one second. Okay. Well, you know, that's Rashi. Is that Tosfos, right?
Repeat that.
Right. So this is just I want to give this over. This is what we call, you know, in the Derech HaLimud, you always have to ask yourself this question. Many times in the Gemara, such a thing would happen. And the Gemara says over here, what Tosfos is saying over here, that the reason why I need a pasuk over here is because this doesn't have the requirements of a biyodai, of a simple biyodai. Right? Tosfos makes that difference. Giving a get is totally in his power. However, the Mekadesh's daughter, that there's certain technicalities that is not up to him. He needs someone to agree to marry her. So that's, Tosfos says that's not in that kokach biyodai. And therefore, I need a source that he's neman on such a thing. And that what we're asking is that, well, you're telling me that if I didn't have a source, even though biyada is a svara, I wouldn't apply this because this doesn't have the requirements of a biyada. So now that I have the pasuk, how do I understand what the pasuk is telling me? Is the pasuk telling me, true, you're right, this doesn't fit the requirements of biyada, and this nemanos is even though it's not biyada, that's what the Torah is saying, that the Torah gave the father a nemanos on the Kedusha Bitoy, even though it's not Biyodai, well, the understanding to that is that what's been Ischadish over here also, this is also considered Biyodai. And therefore, the basis of an Ayonis is still, it's a Biyodai Dike Anemonos. I need a policy to tell me that this would also register as a qualified Biyodai. Right? Now, the difference to that would be, like Rabbi Yo is mentioning, that in the case that if she is a right now a begeris, right? So right at this point he doesn't have the ability to marry her off, and he talks about that he married her off when he had the ability to marry her off, right? 6 months ago, right? So if his nemanus was based on a biyodah, the fact that he could do it right now, so he can't do it right now. But if his nemanus is not based on a biyodah, then the fact that it's not biyodah would not be megareya from it. Now, Rashi definitely says that it's biyodai. Now, let's see the hemshich of Tosfos. Tosfos says, miu im omar al bita begeres. Oh, Tosfos talks about this case, right? Im omar al bita begeres kidash tia kisha hoisa naira oi ktana nira de ene nemon ta hashta im biyodai klau. Right, Zok Tosfos, that in such a case that he be not be neman, there ain't be other cloud. So from the Hemshech of Tosfos over here, it would seem to be addressing what we want to know. Tosfos definitely would seem to be saying that the pasuk is being mechadish to me, that this is considered a biyodai, and therefore Tosfos says that if you have a case which doesn't have any level of biyodai and biyodai cloud, then he would not be neman.
Like different levels, there's total biyado, there's partial biyado, and there's in biyado cloud.
Right, very good. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could just give it a little to be active, to categorize it, is that when something is total biyado, that means that there are no technical issues.
Nothing right. Can stop them.
Mm-hmm. Like by get. As far as we're concerned, there's no technical issues. Sure, you need Adam, but that's something which is always available, right? But kedushin, there's a technical problem. As he has the power to be mekadesher, but you know there's a counterpart in a kedushin that you need to have someone else over there that and he has to agree. So it's more like a technical aspect. That's cool. That's what Tosfos refers to as Ein Biyodai Kolkach, and that the pasuk is telling me
more so because the father is not mikdash his daughter. The father is mikabel kedushin for his daughter.
Right.
The father is not the one who does the ma'isa.
So that, but that's what we're referring to, right? When we're talking about kedush, he's not. We're not talking about ma'isa. He's saying. Right, just like the Isha herself would say, right? Isha's Ish, right? She's also not being Mekadesh herself.
Yeah, Right. The Gemara uses a lashon by that rich lady who was Isha Gedola. Mm-hmm. It says, so I got up and I was mekadosh myself. It's that lashon.
Okay.
She can't do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Sepiana to call.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so that's what you want to speak out over here. That so this pasuk, according to this understanding, is saying that that the biyoda which gives the demonos is really dependent on the power of the transaction, right? That's what it means, right? That if he has the power in the transaction, meaning of course her part, right, of the transaction, then he has the nemon. That's a biyoda, and therefore he's nemon concerning that. Even though, you know, there's more to the total transaction which requires other things.
But yeah. By Gerishin, if two Adam saw it without, you know, without any kavana, right? In other words, a person does a divorce. This is going to go back to what Eliyahu was talking about before. If there were two Adam there and a person gives the get, right, and they had no kavana, so are they considered kashra Adam? The Adam.
What do you mean, no kavana?
No, they didn't exclude themselves from being Aiden. They didn't include themselves. They just happened to be there.
You have to have kavana to be an Aiden?
So that's what, so I think that's the chiluk between when you say that you need Aiden, is you don't really need Aiden. He's biyado to do it. In front of two people.
They have to witness the action.
Right, so that's
the other. There's a chumrah that some people go and say, I'm designating you right. And you to be my agent.
So I'm saying that that's a distinction between when we say it's a biyado for him to do it, and you say that, but you need Adam.
No, but that would be
he could just find, you know, he could just do it. When two people are watching, he can do it, and it is biyado.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
That would work for Eidim Masira. For Eidim Chasima, they have to be masking.
Very good.
Which one?
Yes.
I'm again.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's right, Michael.
But
you're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, fine. So that was a good horror and taste this. Talks about it, and at the end of the day, it would seem like Tosfos definitely is agreeing with the way Rashi explains it. That's because of Biyoda. And Tosfos explains to us that even though Biyoda is a svara, however, to include this in Biyoda, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Okay, Zokti Ma, let's see B'hemshcha Gemara. Hazeh Lomali. Zokti Gemara. That till now we were learning Hazeh, that was the Pesha Asa, that's really what the Hazeh was for. Now that we're saying the Pesha Asa is a Sfaros, the Hazeh Lomali. So the Chilitonim Abiyayna, the Chilitonim Abiyayna is beaten Satlish Hazeh, V'loy Liyavam. Mara learns from over there that the Pesha of Maitzi Shemra applies only to the husband himself, not to the Yavam, that he would be Maitzi Shemra on Kiddushay Achiv. That's what Rashi says.
Rashi says there's no Mea Kesef. Do all the other halachas of Moshe Shema not apply?
Can
the other Tanis Besulim at all?
What's it relevant?
I mean, Rashi only emphasizes there's no Mea Kesef.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he claims she wasn't a basula, so does that make her asa to him? Because she did znus. Let's say she did znus while she was an arusa to the mace.
Right, but it could have been with the mace himself.
Whoa. I didn't think about that. One second.
We're talking about a case where she didn't do this nus at the end, right? Is that the father brings the dam basulin, right, and he's pater for the mea
Does the yavam get malchus? There's other things involved. Right,
so that he can't divorce her. Let's say.
Can he not divorce her?
So you want to be medayik over here only legabe the.
Rashi makes it clear. Meir Kesem. That's what Rashi says.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would think the whole parasha is this mind, but I guess you have to be ma'ayim properly into that sugya to know the answer to this question. Alright, so this is not really our sugya over here, so I would say that, you know, let's use our time to focus on our sugya. Mitzvah Shem, when we get there, we'll try to clarify this point. Okay, let's see. Zok Timor, Tana Abonu. Yeah? Ha isha sh'omra esha sishani v'choz v'omra penuyani. Nemenes. Zot Gemara, this is a little different kind of case. Right? This case over here is, she says, Eshes Hishani, and then she says, no, I didn't mean it. Right? No, really, right? I really didn't mean what I said. The halacha is that she's Nemenes. In fact, Gemara, V'hoshavi l'navshe chaticha di yisura. Interesting how the Gemara asks the question over here, right? I mean, the nemenes means that she's nemenes to undo what she did, basically, right? Fretti Gemara, she was shaven after the surah. Now, I would have thought that's not really the issue over here. We understood that she asked herself initially, and the members come to say that she's nemenes to undo what she did, right? So the question maybe should have been, how could she undo what she did? But to ask shavin afshlich disura, is that the question?
Well, it's definitely biyada to be makabel kedushin. That's definite.
The other thing, the constitution, what are you?
So therefore, she can make herself an Eishes Ish. It's beyond to make her an Eishes Ish.
But is that?
So she's definitely Nemenes. Ladies normally.
I understand, but are you saying Shavin Ashli B'zur? Are you saying a different Svar?
It's even stronger than Shavin.
Fine, but that wasn't the question was like this: is that when you learn this memra, right? What does the memra say? That she made that initial. Haggadah, she said that she's Eishes Ish, and we understand that if she doesn't change her mind, you know, that'll establish something, right?
If a woman says she's an Eishes Ish, and someone is bowing her, is he chayiv misa? She's not an aid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, the only thing that she could do, right,
mm-hmm.
is for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Be, you know,
right.
Make yourself
awesome. Right.
That's
Shabbat Yimavcha. Right.
I think that's what.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm agreeing with that. I'm asking something else. I'm asking like this: is that
true? The other guy won't get.
Yeah. Right.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, the Gemara says that the point of the Gemara is that she could retract what she said, right? Right, so let's just bring out the point over here. So the if there's a question over here, the question was how could you retract it? Is that based on? Why is the Gemara saying that v'hoshavi nafshi chatin chedi yisura? Right.
That's the only thing she did.
I mean, if she wasn't shavi nafshi chatin chedi yisura, she doesn't need to retract
it. It's not tochi deibor.
What?
Because it says v'chazra, and the mafarshim learn v'chazra means not. Well,
I'm just trying to follow. What question are you answering?
But
just tell me what's the question. I don't follow.
You're asking why is it focused on Shavu and Asher? You're asking why is it? Why don't we focus on the fact that she's Neman to be mata herself by saying Penuyani? That you focus on a heter.
Right. Question on the heter. Right.
Because it's no longer Tochi de Dibor. Since it's no longer Tochi de Dibor, so that normally a Pesha Aser normally works only Tochi de Dibor. That's what Tosa said in the Migu, the whole thing. Normally, because it's not Tochi de Dibor, therefore the Shav Nafshei Chatichah D'Yisura, how could she uproot it? That's the Shav Nafshei Chatichah D'Yisura the Gemara is asking. Since it's not Tochi de Dibor, therefore, How could she undo it?
If it was Teichtei Dibur,
if it was Teichtei Dibur, then it's Peshas and Peshas Inter. It's a Svara. It's a who he Asri, he Matira. Whatever, we don't even need.
Is that really true? What you're saying that Pesha Osar will help for such a thing?
Why not? Of course, yeah. I think so. If it's Teichtei Dibur, I think it's Pashut.
But Mikoyach Pesha Osar.
She made herself Osar by saying Eishes Ish, and she.
But this is very different than the case of a Pesha Osar. Pesha Osar is you're limiting what you're saying, right? You're not being choizer, you're not retracting what you're saying. Right, this is a retraction. Right, you're saying that what I said, I was really just I wasn't serious.
You can retract Tochtei Dibur, whatever you say.
But okay, but that's because of Pesha Osar, or that's
time. I don't know why, but that's
okay. Okay,
there is such a thing clearly.
Okay,
fine,
but I don't think it has to do with Pesha Osar.
It's not with Pesha Osar. But what is it from then? I know there's such a thing.
It might be because it's not established. Right? Whatever you say is not established in until Achtei Dibur. Right.
So you didn't finish what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. That might be.
It didn't go into effect.
It wasn't established. Yeah. Right. That's what it means. Whatever you said, right? You know, it has to be takes time to register. Right. So if you could, you know, delete the message before, right? Before you send it, before it gets delivered. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, fine. Right, but what we're seeing the Mora over here, the Mora asked the question that being that there's a halacha of Shavya Nafshe, that's how the Mora asked the question. Right? Being that the Demonis is based on the Shavya Nafshe, so therefore it's Zotomonis. And then therefore asking how could she be chayz, right? I just wanted to bring a feeling in the Gemara, but fine. The Gemara asked the question that way. In fact, the Gemara, and this is relevant for what we mentioned before, that you see the Gemara holds it, that this is a Shavya Nafshe when she says this. That's the basis of the Nemonis. And therefore, Zog the Gemara that for her to say now that Penuyim, so she's retracting what she's saying. In fact, the Gemara, she can't retract what she's saying. Once, if there's a halacha of Shavya Nafshe, I mean that's what it is. Shavya Nafshe, right? She's always coming to retract, and the halacha of Shavya Nafshe says that once it was established, you can't retract anymore. Zokt Gemara. Omar Rava Bar Rav Huna Kigain Shnosta Masal Dvareho. So Zokt Gemara, a new concept. A concept of an amaslo. Now, as we're saying that this scenario over here, which requires an amaslo, is really when one is retracting what they're saying. That's what this is, right? Right, you're taking back what you said. Till now, we weren't discussing taking back. We're talking about Pesha Osar is when you're limiting what you said. That is still true, Eishes Ish. But we're saying that Eishes Ish is not relevant now because the Eishes Ish ended. Right? That's what Pesha Osar is. You need the Koyach HaPesha also.
You say, I got married, but I got divorced.
Right,
So when you say, I got married, you're not contradicting or taking
not
back.
Not retracting, right.
You're not retracting.
Right. And what we discussed before, right, the other thing that Tosis mentioned, Pirish Devorov, now this is something else. This is something which you're simply retracting what you said, because what you're saying right now is definitely a clear contradiction, right, to what was originally said. This is Poshet retracting, right? So Zokt Gemara, then Nechami, generally a person cannot retract what they said.
Penuyim means never married?
What?
Penuyim means never married?
I mean, what's relevant, you know, for us? I don't know if
it's... Can Penuyim mean that she's now claiming that she got divorced? Or that her husband died?
No, but she said, Eishes Eish Oni. She didn't say Hayisi. She's saying, I'm...
Is Michael right? Is the Deek on the word Ani?
But as far as what you're saying,
when she says
right?
Penuyah, can Penuyah mean I'm divorced now, or I'm a widow, or Penuyah means I was never married? I'm just asking the title of the word Penuyah.
I don't know. But I'm not sure if that makes a difference, because if she's saying Eishes Ish Ani, she's talking about right now.
That's what Michael
said. So whether she says that I was never married, or she says that I was divorced, right? Regardless,
way,
she's contradicting what she's saying, right?
Moshem Panui means that she's available, right? So that I don't think has a mashmut of that she was never married.
Doesn't have to.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine.
Do you type Panui available?
I think so.
I think, there's a Lashon Ravak and Ravaka, right? That normally means never married, right?
It's usually not used in the Nekev, Lashon Nekev. It's usually referred to in Lashon Zohar.
Okay, fine.
Not familiar how that...
Okay, yeah. might not apply, fine.
Right. Yeah, okay, so this is the Sugav HaMaslo, yeah? A maslo. A maslo means an explanation, an excuse, an explanation for if you didn't mean it, then why did you say it? We're seeing the Gemara. What's a possible maslo? But it has to be a.
Is this Rabbanon, this maslo concept?
No. How could it be Rabbanon?
I mean, the Raisa, she said something. She made herself aser.
But Hagufa, right? You know, how could you take off? Right, if there's a chashav shavnash chich b'isura, so it has to be a deraisa dekoyach to remove that.
So you're saying amasa is deraisa?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You're saying shavnash is deraisa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Zot gemar. Let's see. Tainam yehochi. Omra eishes ishani vechazur omra panuyani ein enemenes. Nos the masel zvore enemenes. Ma'is sinami biyisha achas gidoylo. Shohisul gidoylo binoy. The kovs to Lebanon Yodim the Kadsha, people were pressuring her that they wanted to be Mekadesh. But Umbalahem, in order to fend them off, she told them, I'm sorry, Mekadesh is any, I'm already Mekadesh, I'm not available. Liyomim, Umbavikitsha Satsma, then later on, she was Mekabal Kedushin from someone. Umbalahachomim, Ma'roi's Lassis came. That why did you do this? In other words, what was the basis? Obviously, she's saying that when she originally said that, she didn't mean it. So they were asking her, so then why did you say it?
The first
right. So she explained herself, and this was a valid amasla. Okay, this is an example. This would fit into the category of this halacha of a masla.
If she doesn't give an amasla, and she said, she's also the olam, she has no way to get out of the she's stuck. If she doesn't give an amasla.
Yeah, if she doesn't give an amasla.
There's no way out.
I mean, she'll need to get a get. As far as we're concerned, you know.
Well, get a get from who? It's an imaginary HSH. It was Shavi Anasha, so she's stuck, right?
If she was really lying, then she has no way out of it.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Amasa has to be something that we believe, that it sounds...
It has to be something valid, right? We don't have someone exactly, the guidelines over here anymore, where it is, so that, I have to see, the different examples of what's considered a valid Amasa. We'll see maybe a little bit in the Hemshech HaGemara. Bo'minei Shmuel Mirav. Shmuel asked the following Shail to Rav. Omra T'mani V'choz V'omra T'herani Ma'o. He's talking about a scenario like this, that an Isha tells her husband, Tmani, that she's right now, presently, a nidu. So she's also to her husband at the present moment. Then later, she tells him that, not really, she's tahira. Mahu. What's the halacha over here? Now, we just spoke about a din of hamaslo concerning an issue of kiddushin, right? The issue is that she's mikdashes, and then she's chayz from that apnuya. Now the Gemara is mistapik in this topic concerning a shaila of the isan nida. So over here, really, we have to just even before we explain it, but partially, which way is the Gemara going? The Gemara is mistapik over here. There's two ways to understand the Gemara, right? Is the Gemara saying that does this need an Amasla? Right? Until the Gemara, previous Gemara is clear that we needed an Amasla. Right? So this Gemara, this Shiloh, this need the Shiloh, is the Gemara declaring that does this need an Amasla? Maybe this doesn't need an Amasla. That's one way we could understand what the Gemara is clearing. Or on the other hand, we could clear that does an Amasla help over here? Right? Yeah? Okay, we'll see in a second. Omalei, afizu, here too, imnosna Amasla dvoreha nemenes. Here too, if she gives a mashma, so what is this mashma? Right? The mashmois of the Gemara over here is, Gemara saying, this too Amasla helps. Right? So it would seem to be the Shaila was, does an Amasla help? Right? That was the Shaila. Right? Maybe for some reason that this is more Chomer, and Amasla wouldn't help for this Tzir, and that he told, no, this is also an Amasla help. That's for the mashmois of Gemara is that the Shaila was, that maybe needs more Chomer, and Amasla doesn't help. And on that, Rav told Shmuel that Amasla helps. Zoktimor, Tomne Abon Zimnin, he learnt it from him, Shmuel, learnt it, Mine, Arboim Zimnin.
From him?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, you know, like he asked him 40 times.
Wow.
Right? Vafilohochi, loy ovet Shmuel uvde benavshi. So very interesting over here, right? You know, to us it's hard enough to figure out, like, what's the new Shaila over here? But he had such a strong sophic. Mm-hmm. That he had to chazer over 40 times, you know, to even be makabel, and even after that, so the Gemara that over Shmuel of the Benavshe, that he would not rely on this when it was negated to himself, right? Let's see.
Oh, for others he was b'mater. He just his own wife when she right. said to me, and then she
right.
changed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a footnote in the English that says that. By a normal lady that says Eisha Sishani, and then she says Penuyani, in that case she'll be stuck forever, and therefore maybe in that case we accept an Amasla. But there's a Havamina that by when she says Tameani, all she has to do is wait a week and then go to the mikvah. It's not a big, the remedy is not so schwer. Maybe we require to wait till we can have her go to the mikvah. And once she said Tmeani, maybe we won't rely on the Amasla.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's why, it brings that from a parshman. That's why Shmuel was Masupik. He said, maybe in this case we shouldn't rely on the Amasla because there's a way out. Maybe we only rely on the Amasla when there's no way out.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Devar Sheyeshlo Matirin. No? That sounds like the Svara they're using.
A
similar, right? But
think about that. That sounds like a chumrah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I mean, yimashiyah, right? It would seem to be that in the deraisa, that's how I would understand this. That in the rice, so Masla helps in Olefanim, and this taka maybe a Dindra Bonon, maybe along the lines of Dov Shishmatin. Dov Shishmatin, you know, we know it's Kiyadu, it's a Shaila, how it works. But I think the Rashi Beis says that if you could do it beheter, why do it beisser? Right? And put my bitul over there, let's say. All right, so why rely on the bittul if you could wait and have to rely on this? That would be a similar kind of sfora over here. That, you know, why rely on the masla if you could have it without that? For yimashia, that dov shesh matirin is itself a dindra bonon. Otherwise, it is bottle. Right, so yimashia, that's the chur what it is. Right, it's hard to be mechal in the deraisa itself.
This case, Pashtus here is that it's not biyoda. When she says Tamea ani, and then she says Tahara ani, this is not a case of biyoda that she could have said, oh well, I'm Tamea because I hadn't gone to the mikvah.
Okay. maybe we'll see about that. Maybe we'll see about that. That could be Yeah, because she comes back tomorrow, right? And she says Tahira, so in our case, definitely she's saying that when I said Tmeya, right? No, I really wasn't Tmeya. That's what's happening over here, right? What you might want to know is that well when tomorrow she comes, maybe she could have said that Tovalti, right? Because she didn't necessarily say, you know, where she was standing, so maybe she was up to day number six or seven.
Like we pointed out before, is that you know, this case isn't your typical Pesha Aser. Here she's being soaked her and literally soaked her, not like Tosfos was saying, but literally soaked her original dvarim. There, when we say biyado, means that she's able to qualify or give additional explanation. But here she's saying what I said yesterday was not true.
I don't think biyado is qualifying.
What? When we say biyado, what
I was just discussing was something a little bit different than biyado. What you're talking about biyado, when you say biyado, what would that mean here, right? If biyado for what? What's biyado?
If I understand what you're saying is that now she has a migui. She could have said I was tovo, but we believe her.
You weren't really talking about this. You're talking about biyadai, right? Is that what you're referring to?
I guess you're right. There would be a case where it would be the next day, because she'd say, I could have said I went to the mikveh.
Right.
Right, that's like more like a migu.
That nemonis of tovel is a biyadai, right? But that would possibly serve as a migu. Now, Shlomo is saying that a migu... Migu maybe doesn't help to undo what you said. Migu could be a base of nemonis, but Migu can't undo what you said. Okay, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see about that if we... Oh, it's late. So quickly, okay, let's just quickly see over here, just a little bit, to show you over here. See the top tasters? Top tasters over here, right, is going back on Shmuel Shiloh. Chazom Tarmi Mahu. Pirish, right, just in short words, but this is a tasters, right, and there's a limit over here to see the tasters, and this is what we spoke at before. Pirish. Moy lamas na oiloi. What's the shaila? What are the two stagma of the shaila? The shaila is, does it help in a masla or not? That means that Shmuel's clearing that maybe the need of the shaila is more chomer. Possibly a masla does not help. Right? Zoltai says, that's the pshat nimura. Aval ein lefarish maho im tzricha masla oiloi. Zoltai says, the alternate pshat, that one might have learned in the Gemara, that we mentioned before from this Taisus, is maybe the question is it required? Is it necessary to have? On that, so that's not the pshat. What's the raya? Midikomer.
How does that work?
Okay, we'll maybe get a second to explain, right? But right now we're just talking cheshbon, right? Cheshbon HaGemara is that when the Gemara is clearing this case of nida, it's more chomer or more kal. That's the shaila over here. Is the Gemara clearing that does a masla help? Or the question, shaila, is it necessary to have in a masla? Those are the two tzadim in Tosfos, right? And Tosfos says that the right pshat is, doesn't a masla help? But don't learn pshat in the Gemara, is it necessary to have an masla? And Taisa says, the mashmoy is HaGemara, right? Mitikomra, af bezu, im nosna, a masla, it helps. Right? So the mashmoy is HaGemara, he is that over here too, right? If you give him a masla, it'll help. Right? So the mashmoy is HaGemara is, that was the issue. Right?
Why would anybody think otherwise?
Okay, right. So, in Pshat and Gemara?
Yeah, why would they think? I mean, it says, and Shmuel was machmer not to do that.
That's really probably all part of Tosis's rise. We don't know why Tosis. Okay, I mean, I guess Tosis will write from right away, but you're right. The whole Mashmoy Sagimora is, right, definitely that it was more chomer. Right, calls the achnas into the Tosfos. I just want to show you a marsha over here that the marsha explains what you want to know. Right, in the svara, right? Because this is very good. This is very, very, very important. Just in the chinuch of the derech halimud over here, right over here. This is first of all, Tosis discusses what the two possible pshatim in the Gemara is in what we call chesmin. That's the chesmin of the Gemara. You know, is this more common or chal? But now, this next thing is, but how do you learn the Gemara? What's the svara to be mechalik? Mm-hmm. Right, which really, regardless, you need an explanation. But it sounds like from Tosis that he has two ways of explaining why this either is more chomer or more kal. Right. So let's just see quickly the mashal over here. I'll just give you the maramach since it's very late. I don't know if we could be married in the bir hadvarim, but just we get the idea how one should think and what the Gemara is saying. Here, Zokt, Chov Beis, Amud Beis, let's see, here it is. The first one. So, Aval Ein Lefarish, right? Mahu Imit Shricha. Yeah. Zokt Hoi says, Demehahi de Pnuyo Ani, Lekol Le Mifshot, that the reason why we're clearing the shaila and from the case of pnuya, that wouldn't be a ride to the nida case. The hosom efshe levrure amas lo shalom. Now the mashal is explaining aliba de emes. Aliba de emes, why, right? And this is a little different shot than you were saying. Right, aliba de emes, why is it that nida should be more chomer? So he says like this. That in the case of Eishes Ish, so over there she could back her amaslo. So such an amaslo which has a backing, right, that's what we accept. Mashenekim b'tahira the leka levrurei. A maslo shelo kolkach. By now the Tosis brings from Yerushalmi that her amaslo was, right? If you've seen this Tosis, her amaslo was, she says, Esmo lo have bi chelo. Yesterday she said to him she didn't have koyach. Right? That's why she said that she was tmeya. So on such a thing it's That is something that which can't be verified, kolkach. So therefore, I would think that maybe that's not a substantial amasla, right? That's how the Mashal explains what the Gemara Shail is. That amasla has to be something which could be verified. If it's an unverified amasla, that's why I would think that then maybe that's not considered an amasla.
It sounds like we have to be talking about a case where she's not saying that she didn't go to the mikveh. It's whether she's roi to go to the mikveh or not. Because if she went to the mikveh, you could check if she went to the mikveh. You know? And then there's going to be somebody who watched her go underwater in the mikveh, no?
But she might have become tummy since then.
Oh. And now she's saying tahor.
Right.
So when did she go to the mikveh? Are you saying we have? Okay. Think about it. Right.
Right. Okay. Right. So, we're really talking about verifying or backing her amasla, right? Not necessarily, the facts, right?
So by this woman, we don't know whether she had koach or not, but the woman who was beautiful, so you can clearly look at her and say, hey, she's a beautiful woman.
Right, so the scenario talks for itself, right? Right, and you can find out, who those people were and who these people were, to verify what she's saying.
So from the footnote, says that the Gemara specifically says that she was rich and she was beautiful and she was Isha Gadola because that's why the Amasa was believed, because Then there was
Kovtzim Harbe
to run after her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's along the lines of the Masha. Very good. Yeah. Now, the Masha, in addition, also explains, and this is maybe what you wanted to know, is that Tosis entertains an alternate pshat in the Gemara, right? That maybe that it's not necessary, right? And that Tosis brings a raya, right? So on that, Marsha tells us that what is the reasoning, right? How would we have understood such a prattling in the first place, even before we bring a raya, right? As he wanted to know, right? Taisus is open to a possibility that maybe over there you need an amasa, but over here you don't need an amasa. So Taisus says as follows: Marsha, ulamai deboy lefrushe, according to what Taisus was thinking, the Sakadatik in Taisus. If you need an amaslo, working the other way, you couldn't be put in the hocha islo migu di boy omro tovalti hayoim demeres. Right? So that's what Marshall brings in this possibility. Right? Now it would come out over here.
Tovalti yom, if she said that in between the two claims. She claims Tavalti, I was toibel between what I said to Me'ani and between what I said to Harani.
Well, I mean, instead of saying Tahirani, right? Now, Tahirani is contradicting what she said then, right? But instead of contradicting, she could have agreed with what, you know, yesterday I was
Tmeya. She could have claimed that she was toibel after she said to Me'ani.
Right.
In between.
Right. Because when she said Tmeya, it does not necessarily indicate that tomorrow she can't be toibel. Right. So now, but let's just follow this through. What it would mean now?
Okay.
So on that, the Marshal says that therefore, according to that pshat, you know, definitely you need an amaslo, right? Or you know, you need some kind of thing. No, boss. Over here, I would think that maybe since you have a migu, you don't need that amaslo, right? Yeah. That's what we're saying. So now, kamash malon would be, according to this would be possibly. That the migu doesn't help, right? In place of a masla, a migu kaka can't take off, right? But that was the shiloh over here, right? That could have been the pshat in the gemara. Does the migu help to be choizer, right? That was the shiloh. Okay. All right.
The footnote says in the English about Shmuel.
Yeah.
Why Shmuel didn't do the when it was his own wife. It turns out some of Farshim say because Shmuel went with Nimr Shurz Adin, and other Farshim say because he didn't believe her Amasla. He didn't think it was a valid Amasla. Like it would. But Tosha says that she claimed she was weak the day before, but maybe whatever. He felt her excuse didn't explain why she said that way and why she said this way.
It's a little bit hard to. His wife was going to sleep with him.